Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a ghost note sequence playbook for old school rave pressure in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it the right way, not as random little filler hits, but as a controlled rhythmic system that makes the break feel alive, urgent, and loaded with tension. If you've ever heard a jungle loop or a darker DNB break and felt like it was constantly leaning forward, that's the magic we're after. It's usually not just the main kick and snare doing the work. It's the tiny notes tucked in between them. The ghost snare before the backbeat. The quiet hat flick that nudges the bar forward. The little kick flick that makes the whole thing feel like it's breathing. So the goal here is simple. We're going to make a four-bar break phrase that has motion, space, and pressure. And we're going to do it in a way that still leaves room for the bass line to answer back. First, set your project to 174 BPM. That's a really nice sweet spot for this kind of old-school DNB energy. It's fast enough to feel intense, but there's still enough space for ghost notes to actually be heard as part of the groove instead of just disappearing into the rush. Create your basic session structure. You want one auto note track for a break sample, one MIDI track for a drum rack, and then a couple of return tracks for reverb and echo. Keep it stock and keep it clean. Ableton gives you everything you need right here. If you're using an auto note break, load it in and warp it carefully. Don't overcook the warp. For this style, you want the transients to feel natural. Use Beats Warp mode and keep the preserve setting around 1/16 or 1/8 depending on the loop. If the break already has good movement, let it stay a little imperfect. That human feel is part of the sound. If you're building from MIDI instead, load a drum rack with a kick, snare, closed hat, open hat, and a ghost layer like a rimshot or a softer snare. That gives you total control over where the ghost notes sit. Now here's a really important mindset point. Don't start by adding ghost notes. Start by building the skeleton. Put in your obvious hits first. A kick on 1, a snare on 2, maybe the kick or break hit around 3, and another snare on 4. Keep it clear. Keep it strong. The ghost notes only work if the main hits have contrast. If everything is busy, nothing feels special. A good trick here is to process the drum bus lightly while you're building. Use EQ8 if the loop is muddy, then add a little drum bus for punch and texture, and maybe a touch of saturator with soft clip enabled. You don't want to flatten the groove. You just want to give the main hits some weight so the ghosts can sit behind them. Now we bring in the ghost notes. Think of ghost notes as rhythmic lighting. They reveal the shape of the beat, but they are not the shape itself. You want them to create push, pull, or anticipation. If a note doesn't do one of those jobs, it may just be clutter. Good places to start are the spaces before the snare, just after the snare, and the little gaps leading into the next bar. Try a soft snare just before beat 2 or beat 4. Try a tiny kick after the backbeat. Try a low velocity hat between the main hits. Try a little drag into the turnaround. And keep the velocities low, really low. Ghost snares might live around 20 to 55. Ghost kicks around 25 to 45. Ghost hats even lower, around 15 to 40. The point is that you feel them before you notice them. One of the strongest moves in this style is putting a ghost snare just before the main snare. That tiny lead-in creates anticipation, and when the main snare lands, it feels heavier because the ear was already leaning into it. Now let's talk groove. Open the groove pool and try a subtle swing. Don't go wild. Around 15 to 35% is usually enough. If you push the whole loop too hard, the skeleton starts to wobble and you lose that forward drive. A really good rule is to apply groove more to the ghost layers than the main hits. That way the ghosts breathe, but the core stays disciplined. If you're working with audio slices, you can also manually nudge some ghost notes slightly late for a dusty, human roller feel, or slightly early if you want more shove and urgency. Tiny offsets can change the whole attitude of the loop. Now the big step. Make it a sequence, not just a loop. A lot of people build a one-bar idea and then repeat it 4 times. That's the fastest way to make ghost notes stop feeling magical. Instead, give the pattern a little story. For example, bar 1 can be your basic shell with one ghost snare. Bar 2 can add a ghost kick after beat 2. Bar 3 can drop one hat and bring in an extra drag. Bar 4 can get slightly busier to push into the next phrase. It doesn't need to be dramatic, it just needs to evolve. That's the difference between a loop and a phrase. A phrase has direction. Now let's shape the ghosts so they sit in their own lane. On ghost snares or rims, high pass them so they don't fight the body of the main snare. If they're boxy, cut a little around the low mids. If they need presence, add a small lift in the upper mids. On ghost hats, use auto filter or EQ8 to keep them from getting harsh. A little saturator can add grain and attitude, but use it sparingly. If the whole drum bus is starting to feel too soft, drum bus can bring back some grime. Blue compressor can help the kit breathe together, but keep the gain reduction light. You're aiming for cohesion, not squashing. And here's a really important practical coaching point. Check the loop at different volume levels. If it only feels good loud, the ghost notes may be too busy. If it only feels good quiet, the main hits may not be strong enough. The best grooves work at both levels. Now bring in the bass line, but don't let the bass lead the drums. Let the drums guide the bass. A good old-school D&B bass line often works like a conversation. A sub note on a strong beat, then a res or mid-bass answer after the snare, then a little gap. That gap is where your ghost notes live. If the bass is constantly filling every space, the ghosts won't have room to breathe. So think call and response. Let the snare land, then answer with the bass. Let a ghost kick create a little pull. Let the next snare arrive with a bit more force, because the arrangement has already been leaning forward. If you're using operator or wavetable, keep the sub simple and centered. Use saturation or overdrive if you want more harmonics. Keep the low end clean and mono. The motion should happen in the phrase, not in a constantly messy low end. Once the groove is working, start thinking like an arranger. Ghost notes get much more powerful when the track evolves around them. In an intro, you might expose just the ghost layer and some filtered break fragments. In a pre-drop, you can pull out the main kick and leave the ghost snares and hats whispering underneath. Then when the drop lands, the full groove hits harder because the listener has already heard the tension building. You can also automate reverb, sends on ghost snares for a bit more space, or add echo to the last ghost hit in a four-bar phrase so the end of the loop has a little tail of motion. A subtle low-pass filter on the break during a build can also make the drop feel much bigger when it opens up. Now for one of the most useful moves in the whole workflow, resample the groove. Once you find a version that feels right, record the drum bus to audio, print 4 or 8 bars, then chop that audio and create alternate versions. Maybe one version has an extra ghost snare before the downbeat. Maybe another has a busier hat tail. Maybe another removes the final ghost hit so the drop lands cleaner. This is a very Ableton-friendly way to make decisions and commit to a vibe instead of endlessly tweaking MIDI. Let's quickly call out the biggest mistakes to avoid. First, don't make the ghosts too loud. If you notice them before you feel them, they're probably too strong. Second, don't fill every gap. Silence is part of the groove. A ghost note only matters if there's room around it. Third, don't overswing the entire loop. Keep the skeleton solid and let the ghost layers carry the human feel. Fourth, don't let the bass mask the details. Shorten notes if needed, cut space with EQ, and don't sustain a heavy res right under every ghost snare. Fifth, don't make the top end too sharp. Harsh ghost hats can ruin an otherwise great loop very quickly. And finally, don't let every bar feel the same. Change at least one ghost event every 1 or 2 bars so the phrase keeps developing. Here's a simple 15-minute practice challenge you can use right now. Pick one two-bar break at 174 BPM. Build a basic kick and snare shell. Add exactly 6 ghost notes, 2 ghost snares, 2 ghost hats, and 2 ghost kicks. Apply a subtle groove pull swing only to the ghost layers. Add drum bus and EQ8. Then write a bass line with 2 long notes and 2 short responses. Mute one ghost note per bar and listen to how the groove changes. Finally, resample the result and compare the different versions. The goal is not more notes. The goal is better motion with fewer notes. So remember the big idea here. Ghost notes are not filler. They are the hidden engine of old-school rave pressure. Build the skeleton first. Place the ghost notes where they create anticipation. Keep the velocities controlled. Use light groove. Let the bass respond to the drums. Evolve the phrase over 4 bars. And when it feels like the loop is leaning forward, breathing, and almost spilling over the grid, you're in the zone. That's the ghost note magic.